I took a 99% pay cut to go after my dream job. I never expected to be saying this sentence out loud, let alone in front of a camera to broadcast on YouTube, but I decided I wanted to be transparent with you about this journey. And if you watched my video last month where I talked about how I'll build $200,000 of passive income this year, one of my promises is that I'm going to be completely transparent with you. I have nothing to hide, and I want you to hopefully learn and grow with me through this journey. So this is the first passive income update. So in this passive income update, I'm going to talk about what my job was, what my job currently is, my dream job, things I've accomplished since we last spoke, how much money I've made year to date, and a few lessons that I've learned that I want to share with you. And if it's your first time watching me, hi, I'm Erica. Welcome to my channel. This channel is all about personal finance, and one of the things I love talking about is passive income. So this video is about passive income. And if you haven't watched the original video that started this all, this is my video on how I'll build $200,000 of passive income this year. So that might be a fun watch if you enjoyed this video. So I'm sure you're wondering what my job was. My job was as a corporate attorney at one of the top law firms in the world. I specialized in mergers and acquisitions, and I saved the suit so that I could prove it to you. Whoops. There we go. And I took a 99% pay cut from that job to do what I'm currently doing, my dream job, which falls into three categories. The first is I'm working on an online legal business where I'm providing affordable and top quality legal templates to small business owners and entrepreneurs to help them grow and start and protect their business. The second is what you see here, this YouTube channel, where I'm talking about personal finance every Tuesday in hopes that I'll help people save more money, make more money, and just generally be able to take control of their personal finances. And the third thing I'm doing, I don't think I mentioned this in the last video, is I'm taking on pro bono clients. Pro bono basically just means I'm offering my legal services to people for free, people who or for causes that I truly believe in, and for people who I really feel like need my help, need me to stand up for them. And I'm doing this because there are so many people out there who need legal services, who need lawyers to represent them, but just simply can't afford it. And I feel like I spent so many years using my degree to help these large faceless corporations, and it's really my opportunity to give back and help the people who really need help but can't afford it. So that's the third thing I'm doing is taking on clients for free. So I'm sure you're curious about the exact dollar amount I've made. By the way, we are done with this suit. But before I get into that, I want to talk about the intangible wins because I think with passive income, where there's not a direct correlation between the number of hours you put in and the amount of money you make, it's really, really important, especially at the beginning, to focus on the intangible wins. Otherwise, you might get easily discouraged if you're just focusing on that number in your bank account. The first intangible win for me is that I have learned so many new skills that as a corporate lawyer, I would have never even imagined learning about. I've learned how to do YouTube and talk to a camera and learn about lighting and learn how to edit videos using Adobe Premiere Pro. So many things that I never ever thought I would be doing if you asked me a year ago. I've learned how to build a website from scratch. I've learned about SEO and funnels and mailing lists. I'm learning about social media. And before I started this whole YouTube thing, I really hadn't used any social media in so long. I think for Instagram, I did zero posts between 2016 and 2019. But I'm learning about social media and Instagram and Facebook and even TikTok. I had a video go semi-viral on TikTok. I think it got like 250,000 views, which is insane. I'm also learning how to manage my time more effectively and how to hire a virtual assistant, the process for hiring one, how to select the right one, how to manage your virtual assistant, and all of these things that I really wouldn't have the opportunity to learn as purely a corporate lawyer. So that's a huge intangible win for me. The second big intangible win for me is hearing the words Erica and inspiring together in one sentence. I worked so hard for so many years, getting into the top law school, getting into the top law firm, and I never in all of my time at that law firm heard those two words in one sentence together. But since quitting and doing this YouTube thing and the online legal business, I've heard the words Erica and inspiring together in a sentence multiple times, and it's just such a win for me because I never imagined hearing that. And I love hearing from people on Instagram that I've inspired them to create their own passive income goals chart, or that I've inspired them to pay off their student loan debt. That is an amazing win that does not compare to any amount of money I could make. Another one of the intangible wins, it's not really related to the passive income streams because I won't make any money from it, but it is this pure joy that I get from representing these clients pro bono. And one of the people that I'm representing right now, actually, I found her through a Facebook group. She posted in this group that I'm part of her story, and it really resonated with me. And I felt like I have to help this girl stand up for her legal rights. And so I commented that I'd be willing to represent her for free, and just got an outpouring of support from that. And the fact that I now have the opportunity to defend her rights and have her know that I'm on her side, that I'm standing up for her, is just incredible. It's a huge intangible win. The other intangible win is just the people that I've been able to meet through starting this YouTube channel and the online legal business. It's incredible because actually when I was at the law firm, you're kind of in a bubble. You're in a bubble with people who think alike, who have the exact same job as you, who went to the same schools. It's very insulated. And to be able to pop that bubble and get out of that and meet all of these cool people, meet you guys, talk to you guys in the comments, that's a really cool feeling and a huge intangible win for me too. So that's it for the intangible wins right now. And now we're going to get into the financial side of it. And the reason, again, that I wanted to focus on those intangible wins is just to warn you, the financial side of it is not that exciting right now. I definitely had to eat a piece of humble pie before recording this video because it's a bit embarrassing. And I was hoping I would have made more progress on the financial side by now, but I haven't, and I promised that I'd be transparent with you from the beginning, and that's what I'm doing. So hopefully you can root me on, and I hope I do better by the next time. So I hope this is helpful and gives you just a realistic picture of what it's like to build passive income and shows you that it's not going to happen instantly. So if you look on the chart, first you'll see my goals for 2020 and then my specific goals that I've broken down, and the numbers that I had at January when I made my first passive income video, which they were all zero, so very easy to keep track of. Now for the February updates. For the online legal business, I've made $300, and the soft launch for that online legal business just happened this week, so hopefully I'll start ramping that up in the next month or two. For the online legal business, my specific goal was to get my first sale in February, so check mark, I accomplished that. For YouTube ad revenue, I am at $0 still. And in order to get monetized on YouTube, you need 1,000 subscribers, which I have, but you also need 4,000 hours of watch time. And currently I'm hovering at around 1,400 hours of watch time. So I'm quite a ways away. Therefore, I don't think my specific goal of getting monetized in March is necessarily realistic for this one, unless I happen to have a viral video or all of you guys go binge watch me for 3 days. But otherwise, I don't think it's realistic. So I'm going to put an X mark on that. YouTube sponsored videos was also $0. For the affiliates, I had 4 affiliates in mind and didn't get any from those, but actually a new affiliate came into the picture, which is Webull. So I did end up making my goal of getting my first affiliate paycheck in February through my partnership with Webull. Webull is an investing app similar to Robinhood, and when you use my link in the description below to sign up for Webull, you get 2 free stocks and I get a commission. So through Webull, I made $260 last month. And through another platform, actually the online job search platform that I used to find my virtual assistant, I made $27. So that brings my total for other affiliates to $287. For the Olympics book, that is still at zero, just because with what is currently happening in the world right now, I'm not sure about the Olympics, so I'm just waiting to see with that. And then for sponsorships, that's also at zero. So that brings my grand total for year to date to $587. And when you consider that I've been working on this for about 20 weeks, approximately 50 hours per week, that breaks down to I am earning around 58 cents per hour, which is why I titled this saying that I took a 99% pay cut. And I know it's not great. I hope this video doesn't dissuade you, but I did want to be transparent and honest with you in the beginning because I think so many people give this unrealistic, glossy view of what it's like creating passive income. And the reality is, most people, their path probably looks more like mine, where you're not making very much money for the first few months. So I just wanted to be transparent and open with you about it, even though I had to eat a serious piece of humble pie before recording this video. There are three takeaways that I really hope you'll get from this video. The first is to focus on those intangible wins. There is no get-rich-quick scheme, and passive income is no exception to that. There aren't going to be instant results typically, and so it's really important to focus on those intangible wins. Focus on the skills that you've developed, the new people that you've met, the lives that you're impacting, and that'll really carry you through and motivate you to continue to pursue those passive income streams. The second thing I want you to take away from this is remember that it's very normal not to see results right away. It's pretty embarrassing going from being one of the highest paid corporate lawyers in the world for my age to sitting here telling you that I'm effectively making 58 cents an hour. But I do this because I just want to show you that it's normal not to see results right away. Again, there's no get rich quick scheme, and this is part of the process. Anything that you're going to achieve, anything that you're going to build, will take a lot of upfront effort, and you're not going to see those results right away, so don't get discouraged. The third thing I want you to take away is that pure willpower and determination is going to be what separates you and me from all of the people who give up on their dreams because they don't see those instant results. So just keep that in mind. Most people will give up before they even start seeing those results. The people you see that are successful, those are the people that continue to go after their dreams even when they weren't getting that instant gratification, even when they weren't seeing results. Just that sheer willpower and determination will separate you from the quitters. Now, obviously, taking a 99% pay cut is not sustainable for the long run. I'm currently living off of my savings, but I'm hoping things will start picking up steam here in the next couple of months, and I'll keep you updated. I'm planning on doing one of these passive income updates every month or two, just so that you can track my progress, and hopefully you're pursuing your own passive income stream too. I'd love to hear about it in the comments below. Please watch this video if you haven't already. And again, my name is Erica. I have personal finance videos every Tuesday on this channel, and please give this video a thumbs up if you enjoyed it.